It is a mouse called the Tsunomys australis, which is also called the plains mouse, where big-eared native mouses. And it's a really nice little animal. It's highly sensitive to disturbance and predators, mainly cats and foxes. But they're found in South Australia, and they've been extinct in New South Wales since 1932. And we got one the other day.
Okay, so what does this little plains mouse look like? How big is it?
Like a mouse, but it actually does look like a large domestic mouse. It's quite chunky in the body. It has very large feet for its size, and has large ears. It's about 100 millimeters long. Its feet are about 30 millimeters, and its ears are about 17 millimeters. So it is quite an odd looking mouse with big ears, basically.
So what color is it?
It's a sandy colour. It's a very light brown above, sandy colour, and below it's white.
Now, I understand that you found this little mouse.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so tell me, what were you doing and what was it like? Is this the first time you found something that was thought to be extinct?
Yes, in both counts. Another mouse was found last year by Professor Terry Dawson and Steve McLeod from DPI, and but they didn't have a positive identification on it. Now, this year we've caught the mouse, we caught a female this year. So we have two catches of the same animal. We've had ours positively identified. So that does indicate that the NIST system is good and that the animal is alive and breeding, because we've had a male and female caught in the traps.
So what do we know, what do you know about this particular species?
Firstly, not much, but they tell me it's an endangered species. It hasn't been seen around very much in South Australia. Even in South Australia, where they actually do have them, they don't know that much about them because the numbers are pretty low. They've been decimated by foxes and cats. The populations have declined remarkably with the increase in cat and fox populations. Also, they don't do well where the land has been overgrazed, and where you've had a lot of goats and sheep on the ground, so they don't do particularly well in those environments. We've been very lucky at Fowlers. We do have a lot of conservation areas that we've been able to set up over a long period of time.
You mentioned that you found another mouse about a year ago, but not realising it was that species. Well, what do you do when you've caught them and then you let them go? Do you tag them? Do you GPS them? Or how do you keep track of them?
Actually, we don't. There is a way of microchipping them. It's quite an expensive process, but we haven't gone into that. Once we've caught them, we want to release them as quick as possible to reduce any human impact on the animal. So we just get them out of the pitfall and measure them and then release them as quick as we can. The whole process takes less than about 3 minutes. Quick process once you know what you're doing.
So have you then gone searching in the sort of the immediate area to look for burrows for this mouse?
Well, actually, they're an interesting animal in that when you have the crab holes forming in the clay paddocks, what happens is they live in the actual crab holes. So they don't actually form a burrow as such. So they go into the crab holes and they make their homes in the crab holes. So wherever you've got crab holes, there's a potential habitat for these animals.
Do you think that there are babies around, though? Looking at the female.
Male and female together.
But thinking about this female one of its age and so forth, do you think perhaps it's had babies?
No, she's an immature female. So the one we caught, she wasn't quite at full size. So it'd be unlikely that she's already had offspring.
So now I suppose it's a case of, it's a bit of a waiting game to see if you'll trap them again and if there's more of them.
Yes, look, we only like to trap about twice a year. The only reason we like to be non-intrusive. If you trap too often, then you run the risk of actually destroying the animals and disturbing them to such extent they won't rebreed. So it's one of those catch-22 situations.